Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Forking Around Town podcast. So a lot of you who have been listening and following me for quite some time, I'm sure you've heard me discuss my medical situation and everything that I've been, you know, going through. And last update I gave, I was just kind of waiting to find out when I was going to be having my surgery. Oh, and I have to say, if you're watching this, my hair is a mess. I tried using one of those beach waver things. It didn't work out. I'm hair impaired. Anyway, so I was kind of waiting around, just waiting for a phone call. And just to kind of back up a little bit, so I had my initial appointment on February 5th. I found out later that week that I did indeed have breast cancer. After that, there was just, I felt like I was getting phone calls every single day. There were so many visits to the doctor, so many biopsies, so much going on. And then once everything was finished and we had a plan, I had to meet with, first of all, meet with the actual doctor who will be performing the surgery. And then I had to wait a couple weeks and meet with a plastic surgeon just because they do everything at one time. So after I met with the plastic surgeon, I was told I would be contacted to go ahead and get my surgery set up. I had already penciled in a date, which was actually the day today that this podcast comes out, April 19th. And a lot of things were kind of riding on that date. My dad and stepmom, who live in Seattle, had booked flights to come out and help me. And I wasn't getting any confirmation. Nobody was calling me. I left several messages and it was just like crickets. So I thought, okay. So I had to get a little bit, I had to really kind of start harassing them a little bit and finally get someone to call me back. So yesterday, I'm at work and an email pops up with an appointment confirmation. I was like, okay, what appointment for what? No one's called me. And when I contacted them to find out, because the appointment didn't say, this appointment basically is for an ultrasound. And the surgery, they said, was 2 days later. So all of this is happening next week. I have to say, I'm a little bit shocked just because I thought I would have at least 2 weeks to plan for it. And anyway, there's, you know, I have to do it. I can't push it back. I did ask if there was a possibility I could maybe have an extra week just to give, you know, my dad and, you know, and stuff, you know, time to plan since everything is so last minute. But unfortunately, with double scheduling of a surgeon and a plastic surgeon, there really is no flexibility. So I'm still kind of trying to just kind of understand and just get a grasp on everything. And needless to say, it's been a very stressful 24 hours. So my plan is to have surgery. It's about a 5.5 hour or 6 hour procedure. And then I will be at home for several weeks recuperating. I'm not sure exactly how long. Everyone is different. I've always been a pretty strong person. I remember when I had my son, I was bouncing around that hospital hours after he was born, and everyone was amazed at all my energy and strength. At the time, I had a sales job, and I really didn't take a maternity leave. I was back to work like 3 days later. So I've always been that way. I don't like to sit still. Fortunately, my job has always been work from home, even though we have recently gone back to the office. So I will definitely take advantage of that and work from home until I feel comfortable and get clearance to go on and resume normal activities. So I'm very nervous and scared. And everything really just kind of hit me yesterday, kind of like a ton of bricks. All of a sudden, this is real. You know, it's easy to talk about things that are coming up, but when all of a sudden you have that definite date, it's so different. And I really had a breakdown today. I started thinking about it and thinking like, oh my God, like this is going to completely change my life. And I'm very confident everything's going to go smoothly, but it's just the whole process, you know, it's scary. And this is my last weekend in my body as I know it. And I'm hoping that I can enjoy myself and do something on the fun side. And just kind of, you know, start this journey the most healthy way possible. I was going over today with one of the doctor's assistants all of my pre-surgery instructions, and it's a lot. And it's kind of funny. One of the things I have to do is the night before, and I can't remember the name of it because there was so much information. I have to buy this stuff that I have to take a shower the night before with normal soap and water. And then I have to use this other stuff after that. And then I can't take a shower, obviously, the day of the surgery. It's some sort of cleanser. I can't have any nail polish on my fingernails, nothing, no perfume, no makeup, no moisturizer, no deodorant. And then that night before the surgery, I have to sleep, well, who doesn't? And obviously very, very clean sheets. I can't have my dog sleep with me or anything. That's going to be a challenge. He's going to be crying all night. And then the day of the surgery, I guess they kind of go through and they cleanse your body again right before. And then it's on. So my food restrictions are also a little strange. There's so many things I can't eat. I can't have anything herbal. And I'm not talking about marijuana. I mean, you can't have herbal tea for 7 days. Just a lot of weird things that I never really thought about. So, I mean, you can't have tea, really coffee or anything. It's kind of strange. So I'm ready for this. I know this is going to be a huge lifestyle change for me. I've been speaking with a lot of people that I've connected with most recently on Threads through Instagram. And it's great to speak to so many people who have gone through this or who are going through this, just to know that with anything in life, I am not alone. And the one thing I have to say that I've really learned about this whole entire journey is that it really taught me to be humble. Right before I knew about this whole situation, the year had just started, and I was thinking about, I'm going to travel here this year. I'm going to do this. What events am I going to go to? I was thinking about so many superficial things. And it's funny how sometimes you can be brought right back down to earth when you need to be. And as much as this is a challenge, I am actually very fortunate to be going through this because it really has helped me to realign my priorities. I started really taking a hard look at life and some of the people that are in my life and people that just didn't belong. And I see things so completely differently now than I did just months ago. And I don't know, I look at life with a whole new set of eyes. And I don't think a day goes by that I don't wake up and the first thing that I do is just give thanks for everything that I have. And no matter what struggles I have or what stress I have to be thankful that I'm in good hands. Everything was caught early. I'm taking all the right steps to go through and get this procedure done and move on with my life. I started really looking at my diet in the past. Now, everybody knows I've given up alcohol. I mean, it's been, getting close to 2 years. But aside from that, there's so many other things that I think us as Americans consume that really aren't the best for us. And I've been doing a lot of research on just natural remedies. And I don't know, I have a whole new outlook on everything that I put into my body. So once this surgery is over, I think my complete diet is just going to change so much. I'm going to really make an effort to stay away from processed foods. Now, some people are very fanatical about it, and I'm going to try, but you know, with anything, it takes time. Sometimes you have to just take baby steps, and I have to figure things out. You know, what foods are the best for me? What things do I need to stay away from? What supplements should I be taking? It's a lot. And I'm learning so much each and every day. And with that being said, I can't wait to just really be the healthiest and best version of myself. And, you know, the other thing I have learned about this, and I cannot stop preaching, is that I've talked to a number of women who have not gone in and had a mammogram. Now, I am very guilty of that, you guys. I had so many years without insurance, and it wasn't at the top of my list. You know, you don't think about that like, oh, I need to go get a mammogram today, you know, and it is so important. I spoke to a friend of mine the other day who said she's never had one before and she's very close to my age. And I told her, I said, please go. And I'm really going to be very vocal about this and I'll be sharing my journey even more than I am now, because once I'm going through it, I'll have much more to share. Right now, I'm still kind of in that unknown phase, but I want to do whatever I can to help people. And I just think that there are so many women out there who are scared. They're scared to go to the doctor. They're scared of what they might find out. And, you know, I'm very fortunate that as soon as I discovered something that was off, I made that phone call. Ever since I lost my mother in late 2019, I start to really pay attention to little things. And we cannot ever take our health for granted. It is so important to get yourself checked out. And believe me, I was scared too. I even remember my first appointment. I started completely crying as I was in the room getting ready to do a mammogram. And the woman just looked at me and she's like, "Are you okay?" And I said, "No, I'm not." And everything just hit me all at once. And I started thinking, like, why did I wait until 48 years old to do this? Now, I will say this. I did have a procedure done a year prior, which was a scan, very much like an ultrasound. And that came out clean. But then again, maybe this particular mass that I have was not detected at the time. It had been actually 11 months prior. It's very possible because I had to go through a series of MRIs just to make sure they saw everything because my tissue is so dense. And that was one of the biggest concerns, is they wanted to make sure they saw everything. So anyway, with that being said, I want to encourage anyone who's listening to this podcast and who follows me to make sure you make your health a priority. Go do it. Go get checked. I mean, I'm so glad I've gone down this path, because now I feel that is my mission to help people, and that's what I intend to do. And you guys are going to be hearing a lot from me in the next coming months. I'm going to try to, after my recovery is over and I'm back to normal, you better believe that I will be out there involved in so many different organizations here in Tampa Bay to do what I can to help others. I want to just get involved and just get out there and be there as a support system for anyone. And just another side note, that is one thing I've learned. You truly learn who your friends are during times like these. I've had some people who I really didn't know reach out to me and have been there for me more than anybody else who I thought was a friend. I've had people that I've known for a long time just kind of disappear. You know, once they hear about this, it's like, oh, well, Tracy's got this going on. I'm not going to call her anymore. I even noticed kind of a decrease in invites for different things because of, I mean, no one's going to say it out loud, but I know it's because of what's going on with me. And that's fine. Whatever is meant for me will be. Well, anyway, guys, I did want to just leave you with one thing. Over the next couple of weeks, life is going to be a little bit different. So I'm going to be pre-recording a few podcast episodes, and I just don't want to commit to anything in case I have any complications. I don't know what's going to be going on. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Tracy Forks Around Town. I'll be doing lots of check-ins on there. I am going to take probably a couple days off after my surgery because I'm going to need the rest. But hopefully within a few days, I'll be back on there to give some updates. And as soon as I can get back to doing another podcast, I will be back and ready to share everything. Well, I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. I'll be getting ready for my surgery. I have so much to do. It feels like I have just this endless list of things to do, but hopefully my kids will help. I have to just get things ready because I know I'm going to be unable to drive for a little bit of time. So thank God for Amazon and grocery delivery services. For the first time, I'm actually going to need a grocery delivery service rather than actually being the one to deliver groceries. All right, you guys, have a great weekend, and I look forward to catching up with you soon.